Proverbs 21, verse 1. These are the words of God. The king's heart is in the hand of Yahweh. Like the rivers of water, he turns it wherever he wishes. So far, the reading of God's inspired and inerrant word. A river seems like an untamable thing. It can be very frightening to get caught in the flow of one. We know that they can cut quickly through hills and through land. And yet, we also know that the turning of the river is in the providence of God. Now, a king might seem to us like he's a bigger challenge, because rivers don't have wills. Kings have wills. Kings have hearts. And so, is it possible that someone who's as powerful as a king might be able to do something to us that God did not intend for our good? And of course, the answer is no. God turns the rivers wherever he wishes. And God is sovereign over what the king decides in his heart. Now, the king decides. He has his own heart. He is responsible for his own choices. When the king decides evil and does evil, he is responsible because he is evil. But does God ever decide evil? Does God ever do evil? Of course not. God is good. And so whatever the king decides to do wickedly, God has intended that it would be for good. Just as Joseph said to his brothers, you intended it for evil, but God intended it for good. And so that means that whether it is some apparently uncontrollable force like a river, or some apparently uncontrollable person like a king, whatever happens comes in the good providence of our good God. May the Lord give us to have eyes and thought and heart more for what he is doing in every situation than for what any man is doing, particularly for what the wicked is doing. Then we can trust the Lord. We don't need to be anxious. We can praise the Lord, love him, and serve him. And let's pray. Our Father in heaven, we thank you and praise you for your sovereign power and your perfect wisdom and your perfect goodness. Help us, O Lord, to remember that these are behind every providence, and especially that what is behind every providence for us is the same love in which you gave yourself for us in Christ, in which you gave yourself to us in Christ. So help us to remember these things, Lord, so that we may respond well to every circumstance, for we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.